Activists are often the most visible champions for a healthier planet. But over at the California Academy of Sciences, there are many scientists who are also very passionate about the environment. The person in charge of translating that passion from the lab to the public is Elizabeth Babcock. Listener Allison Brown, who works with Elizabeth at the Academy, nominated her for our Passion Profiles.
She is excited, passionate, and exuberant about getting kids to learn and getting them to learn science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. She not only wants to help the Bay Area, but you can tell by how she talks that she wants to fix the world. And if I had to bet that someone could, I would bet on Elizabeth.
We sent KALW's Ashley Ann Krigbaum out to the California Academy of Sciences to talk with Elizabeth Babcock, and she brought back this profile.
So my title is Chief Public Engagement Officer and the Roberts Dean of Education at the California Academy of Sciences. My name's Elizabeth Babcock. So I have the lucky job of getting to be part of organizing programs and ideas that we can do to really help the public understand science and sustainability better. My goal and why I came here was the science education crisis, actually just the education crisis in our country, is really troubles me. Basically, our students and our young people are not performing as highly as we would expect or hope for a country as rich as we are. To me, this is such a critical, critical problem, one that's going to have a huge impact on the future of our society. So when I the opportunity here came up to basically how do you make a museum relevant in a way that's going to transform people's understanding of science, in particular of sustainability as well. So the opportunity was, hey, come and help us reinvent what it means to be a museum. And I couldn't pass that up. It's an amazing opportunity. So we are actually one of one of the longest standing penguin colonies at a place like this. So what we're doing now is we're standing in front of the penguin exhibit. And these are actually African penguins. And I'm sorry to tell you, but these are actually endangered in the wild. So we partner with conservation organizations to actually help preserve these penguins and save them from extinction. So right now we're just looking at them. They're all, there's one. He's shaking his tail and flapping his wings. And some of the other ones look like they're standing at attention. We've got one curious fellow over here who's taking a little dip, swimming around a little bit. And they're fascinating. I love coming down here to watch big groups of people on the weekends watch these penguins, because the whole idea of having the live animals here is to really engage people with them in a very personal way, so that they don't just say, oh, it's a penguin, but that they learn more about them, they come to care for them, and they come to understand how important it is for all of us to take a role in helping to protect the natural environment so that animals like this don't go extinct. And I think the other thing I'll just point out is that science, we all depend on science for our future. So when we think about the problems facing our planet, you know, overpopulation, environmental change, loss of biodiversity, needing new kinds of solutions for food and medicines and healthcare. All of those are based in science. So if we don't have a science literate and engaged science populace, where is the innovation and creativity going to come to invent those solutions? So when I look at little kids, I'm thinking, I hope that some portion of you all are so inspired that you're going to take this into your career and invent some of those solutions that we're going to need in order to keep our standard of living going and also make the world a happy, healthy place.